the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Feed the Noise podcast, and I'm licking my wounds last night because the NBA absolutely destroyed my bankroll. Way to go, C's, to show up to the party, which you did not arrive at all after halftime, too. But I did hit on my home run pick to click, man. We are 2 for 2 on featuring Christian Walker as he went yard last night for the Arizona Diamondbacks, so they fell short idiotically against the Cincinnati Reds, 5-4 down there in the desert. So, Lundy, you and I combined, I think that's what now, 4 or 5 in a row on the show that we have hit at least one home run pick to click. So I got another play for tonight. I'm going to get yours here in a minute. Let's go with Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers going up against Jose Urquidy and the Houston Astros. Urquidy with an unsightly 1.79 home run per nine mark allowed this season. His fly ball percentage has spiked. He's got a very high barrel rate as well. And Semien's got a storied past against Urquidy. 5-for-13 with a home run in his career. He's got 6 dingers in his last 16 games. Finally starting to heat up like the mercury rising across the middle part of the country right now at the right time. So Marcus Semien for me, hopefully he will go yard right around plus 400 for him to do so for those Texas Rangers. Again, at home in that sizzling heat inside Arlington against the Houston Astros. So who is your home run pick to click, my man? And hopefully one of these guys will touch them all and we cash another ticket.
Well, this is what I'm doing now. This is my new thing. So because we're doing a little bit of a run here on our home run picks, what I've been doing the last few days, I've been doing a single bet on each one, right? So yep. I got, like, last night, I missed on mine, but we hit on yours. We hit the Christian Walker yet again. But then what I do, Brad, I put like a quarter unit on both of them put together just in case the planets align, like the train rolls perfectly down the tracks and it doesn't derail like what it did for you with the NBA last night. And we both hit on the same day. Now, the likelihood of that, not very good. Just because I know you and I know that that's not something that we're necessarily good at. One or the other of us is right. It's rarely both of us. So I'm just saying, have some fun with this just in case. Brad, how about a plus 400 on an anytime home run for tonight? I'm going back to the same sort of the same teams, but I'm staying away from Christian Walker this time. Give me Joey Votto, who's got 2 round trippers against Zach Davies in his career. He is actually batting .371 on his career against Zach Davies with 2 round trippers in there. He's got a couple of doubles as well, a few free passes as he's been very patient against Davies. But let's go back to Arizona and Cincinnati. Let's see if this time the Reds can hit it over the fence.
Oh, I like that one. Hey, it's me. It's Joey Votto. Ah, bada bing, bada boom. Bada boom indeed. Hopefully he will get a home run, a round tripper, and we move on with a winning ticket. And right now we're going to move on with another spicy edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the finals are about to commence. The puck drops tomorrow. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on your Colorado Avalanche. Now, knowing that I probably know more about macroeconomics of Micronesia than I know anything about the NHL, I am conceding, I am surrendering all advice and salient points to you and you alone because you love the NHL. You're one of the better handicappers that I know that's out there in this sport. So how do you see this playing out from a series perspective if somebody is willing to ride, you know, maybe 6 games, 7 games? Maybe it's going to end earlier. So what are your thoughts on Lightning Avalanche and who takes this whole enchilada?
Well, I do believe that this series is going to go either 6 or 7. I just think that both of these teams are spectacular. This is actually the matchup that I think a lot of hockey fans and a lot of the national pundits wanted to see. You take the 2-time defending champions from the East in Tampa, and you add in the team that has been the odds-on favorite to hoist the cup since the beginning of the year in the Avalanche. And so I think a lot of people were really looking forward to this. There's a number of different bets that I like. I may throw out a couple extras for you here in bonus time. But I'm going to say we get a gift from the hockey gods, Brad. I'm going to say this thing goes 7 games and we get the full complement of the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, if you want to take the series just to go 7, you can get that at plus 200. And it's almost universal at plus 200 across the board for this thing to go the full 7. Doesn't matter which book you go to. But I'm going to go one step further, and I'm going to say the Avs win it in 7. So 4-3 as the series score. Best odds for that one right now are at FanDuel at a plus 410. BetMGM has it at plus 400. I believe Caesars has it at a plus 400 as well. But you get that tiny little extra piece of juice over at FanDuel. But I say this thing goes a full 7 in part because of how good each of these teams are at home. Colorado had the second best home record over the course of the regular season. Tampa not quite on that same level, but each of these teams has only lost once at home so far in the playoffs. So I think home ice is going to be massive, and that's the reason I'm going to give the Avs the edge 4-3 to win it in 7. Again, plus 410 at FanDuel. Couple more picks for you coming up in bonus time.
Oh, love it. Oh, a little NHL bonus time. Paint me intrigued.
Number 4.
All right, let's get to the slate of Major League Baseball games here on this Taco Tuesday edition of the program. And one of my top picks here in the strikeout market is Sean Manaea. Going against the Chicago Cubs, they had tornado sirens sounding, and that's why the game was delayed from the start last night for a considerable amount of time. It's just a ridiculous thunderstorm that blew up over the city and dumped as a result. Thankfully, everybody's all right. Manaea, however, will be blowing through the Cubbies like a twister. I can guarantee you that. The Cubs rank inside the top 10 and K per 9 on this season in terms of highest K per 9 that they have given up this year. Manaea, 9.26 K per 9 for him, 3.03 road ERA with a 29.7 K rate, which is outstanding. And you look at what he has done. He has hit at least 6 strikeouts in 7 of 11 starts on the year. So, good sir, fade or follow, Sean Manaea over 5.5 punchouts against my Cubbies on the north side, minus 125 right now at DraftKings.
NEM. I'm going to follow on this one again because of where the Cubs are at. Now, they've been a little bit better in terms of their strikeouts over the course of the last handful of games, but you got to look at the total resume, right? You got to recognize that this is a team that does a lot of swing and a miss over the course of the season. So I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to say Manaea has a very nice outing. 5.5, too low for me. Brad, I think he might get to 7 in this one with the way the Cubbies have been swinging and missing. So as long as he gets the innings under his belt, take the over with this one.
Manaea, for all the monies.
Number 3.
All right, let's stick with the theme here. And another pitcher prop that I like, and it's another over in strikeouts. It's Tony Gonsolin, really the unsung hero and staple within this Dodgers rotation. I'm going to take the over 5.5 strikeouts and the battle for the City of Angels against those Halos of LA. And it's if you shop around right now, it's really interesting what the market bears at tape time. So you look at DraftKings, it's minus 160 on this same line. But if you go over to FanDuel, it's just minus 126. Far more palatable on that juice. So you might want to take advantage of that before it spikes. But I am going to take that over on Gonsolin, 5.5 Ks, which he has hit in 3 of his last 5 starts. Now, he's almost a guarantee for 5 strikeouts, which he has done virtually, you know, every game this year. In fact, he's had at least 5 punch-outs in the last 8. So hopefully Captain Hook will come into play here. But I think he'll get to 7, which he has done in 3 of those last 5 turns in the rotation. You see that 8.53 K per 9. That checks out a 29.2 call plus swinging strike rate. That is certainly laudable by any means. And you look at the LA Angels, a whole lot of whiffs that they have compiled this season. The struggles have been very real. The offense is starting to heat up now that they've had Joe Maddon out and a change there at manager, but they still have the 3rd highest K rate of any team in Major League Baseball this season, swinging and missing at 9.07 times per 9 innings. So fade or follow, my man, Tony Gonsolin over 5.5 strikeouts against the LA Angels, minus 126 at FanDuel.
How bad are we going to sweat this? I love your call on the 5. I do. I like the call in the five. Can he get to six? That's my question, because you're right. The Angels, like, all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, maybe they can play baseball. Maybe they just forgot for a little while. They were in the upside down. Now they're back. Because they have actually looked like maybe they've got a pulse after how awful they looked before they had to make the managerial change. I'm going to follow, but I think this is going to be close. Not nearly as confident in this one as I was with Manaea against your little teddy bears of Chicago.
All right, Gonsolin on the over. Hopefully we'll make some greenbacks in the process. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in Major League Baseball, plus bonus time, not only on the diamond, but apparently Lenny's going to toss out some more hockey picks.
Number two.
All right, let's go ahead and get after it with Major League Baseball. I am here at the MGM Grand in Detroit, Michigan, and just around the corner at Comerica, the Tigers are taking on the White Sox, who are finally registering a pulse. Some heated action with Joe McEwen yelling at some of the players, and they're yelling back at him in the dugout. The natives are restless, to say the very least, right now when it comes to the Chicago White Sox and, you know, fire Tony La Russa chants sort of raining down recently, guaranteed rate. It's a team that's grossly underachieved. And part of the reason why is that Jose Abreu's production hasn't been stellar, but he's starting to turn it on here of late. And I'm going to take the over on 1.5 total bases against those Tigers at plus 130 at DraftKings. You look at what Abreu has done at the dish since May 22nd. He's batting 360 with 5 homers, 11 RBIs, 14 runs scored, and he's got 5 doubles over that span. Had a multi-home run game last night, and he goes up against Drew Hutchinson, who is getting thrown in the rotation. The expectation was that Tyler Alexander was going to come off the DL and pitch, but apparently he's not ready, or they're not going to, you know, toss him out there. They're going to wait maybe another game or two before getting him out. So Hutchinson, more of a pen guy, is going to come in. I don't know, it's going to be more of a bullpen, piece it together kind of game, but he serves it up on a silver platter. 4.60 ERA this season. He's got that 5.3 xFIP, knowing that ERA could come up, because you look at the walks per nine, yikes, 6.89. So he's got some control issues there, Lundy. So with Abreu swinging that fiery stick, knowing the pitching matchup is favorable, and again, it's going to be just blistering hot here along the shores of the Detroit River. I think Abreu is going to run hot there at the plate. So fade or follow, Jose Abreu over 1.5 total bases in Detroit, plus 130 at DraftKings.
Follow. Oh, love this one. I know we got the 2 round trippers last night and finished 3-for-4, I think, in that game. But so far this season, 7-for-15 against Detroit. He's batting .467 against the Tigers right now. He's got a couple of round trippers. There's a couple of doubles mixed in there as well. But most importantly, out of those 15 at-bats against the entire battery that Detroit has, he only has 1K. He's only struck out once all season against Detroit. Let's see him stay hot again tonight. I like this a lot. He may be able to do this just with a simple rope to the wall. He gets a double, boom, one and done type of payday. But I really like this player prop for tonight. I think this is a good one.
Yeah, baby. Get seduced by the juice. Lay the lumber, Jose Abreu.
Number one.
All right, my top play in Major League Baseball tonight. How about the Boston Red Sox on the good old-fashioned run line? It's -1.5, -150. 15, whether at MGM or DraftKings right now against those Oakland A's. I love this matchup tonight, because you look at what Boston has done this season. They have cash on the run line 54.1% of the time. Meanwhile, Oakland's only cash right around 45% of the time. And you look at the pitching matchup, it's Nick Pivetta against Jared Koenig. And Pivetta has pitched extraordinarily well here of late. 3.78 ERA, 9.32 K per nine. He just faced Oakland in Oakland on June 4th and shut him out over 7 innings and really piled up the Ks in the process. Meanwhile, Jared Koenig, he's only got 1 career start, and that was the last time out. 4 innings pitched in Atlanta, gave up 4 earned runs. And cherry on top of the sundae here, the A's 0-3 on the run line in matchups against Boston this season. So inside Fenway Park, I think the Red Sox are going to be piling up the runs against a vulnerable pitcher. And as a result, they're going to win and coast with ease on this cover. -1.5 on the run line, -115 at BetMGM or DraftKings. Fade or follow, my man.
Well, you're so adamant about this one. I actually had not even been thinking about this matchup, and then you threw it on the script, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to roll with him because I'm, you know, again, sometimes you roll out of bed. Brad, I've still got half of the original cup of coffee that I poured. I'm way behind right now.
Yes.
So the fact that I'm even here right now and coherent for today's podcast, really a miracle from the gods. I'm just gonna roll with you on this one just because I trust you, and I hadn't even looked at the tail end of the MLB schedule. I was trying to figure out what I was gonna do with the fact that Pittsburgh and St. Louis are doing a doubleheader today, and I'm trying to figure out how to get some action going early after Oregon State screwed me last night. Thanks, Auburn.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. Well, the fact that you're struggling, and I had a bar tab that was epic last night, and here I am somehow putting together coherent sentences, that's a major win for me. So you got a rally.
Well, I'm working on it, okay? It's just a Tuesday, for crying out loud. Just a Tuesday. But I am a little disappointed in my Oregon State squad as they let me down. Now I got to hear it from all the damn SEC honks for the next, you know, however many another week of there's like a zillion SEC teams in the College World Series. So now I got to hear all of those people yammering on and on and on. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, poor Lundy. Well, regardless, it's bonus time. Let's knock off the dust, shake off the rust, my friend, and deliver some winners. What else you like tonight?
All right, I told you I had a couple for hockey, but before we do that, a very simple two-leg hit parlay for you tonight. I already told you I liked Joey Votto for the round tripper, so I'm going to do a hit parlay pairing up Joey Votto with Jesus Aguilar, taking on Arizona. A 371 lifetime average against Zach Davies, backwards on my numbers here, 467, against Zach Eflin. I was giving you Joey Votto's stats again. So he's got a 467 lifetime against Eflin. Aguilar does, and I already gave you the numbers on Joey Votto. If you do that at DraftKings right now, just a hit from each of those guys, plus 113. So it's not sexy, but it's plus odds, and I'll take that. Back to the Stanley Cup Finals, which get underway tomorrow. This is a couple of interesting ones for you. First of all, the Conn Smythe Trophy, which is the MVP of the playoffs. Right now, the odds-on favorite from the Avalanche is Cale Makar at a plus 185. I'm actually sprinkling a bet over on Nathan MacKinnon at plus 240 instead. I believe this is a series where Mac is going to take over. I just expect an incredible series out of him, and if they are going to win, they're going to need him. It's not to say that Cale Makar is not deserving, an absolutely phenomenal offensive-minded blue liner, but I'm going to take MacKinnon at the slightly better odds. And then you can get this at a number of the books right now, but I'm going to throw this one out as I saw it at BetMGM this morning. You can bet on who will be the top goal scorer in the series. And I'm actually going to lean towards the Lightning with this, and it's because the Avalanche can get scoring from anywhere. They have so many talented guys that know how to score on their roster that the top goal scorer in the series, even if the Avs were to win the series, I think may come from Tampa because Tampa is so top-heavy with their top offensive line. So right now, Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos are both plus 700 to be the top goal scorer. You could take your pick, but I think I'm actually going to sprinkle a half a unit on each one of them because chances are one of them is going to be the leading scorer for Tampa. And with as balanced as the Avs are, again, the Avs may hoist the cup, but the top scorer may come from the Lightning.
Ooh, love it. All right, bonus time for me in Major League Baseball. You mentioned that that game that is a matinee special between the Cardinals and Pirates. If you're listening early and the game hasn't started yet, you want to get in on it, this is how I'm approaching it. I'm going to take Pittsburgh 3+ runs, and I'm going to do a one-game parlay at BetMGM with St. Louis 4+ runs. That's minus 115. I give the matchup against Matt Liberatore and JT Brubaker. Liberatore's got a 5.54 ERA this season, and he faced Pittsburgh recently in late May. Only went 4 2/3 innings and gave up 4 in runs. Brubaker, meanwhile, he got rocked the last time he was in St. Louis back in early April. Cardinals have hit 4 runs in all matchups, all 4 games against the Buccos this season. Pittsburgh, meanwhile, they scored at least 3 in 3 straight. So that's how I am going to hopefully score a winner chicken dinner there. Elsewhere in baseball, how about Trey Turner to get a stolen base tonight for the Dodgers against Thor? That is Noah Syndergaard of the LA Angels, plus 3 40 right now at DraftKings. He's got 13 steals on the season. He's got a 351 OBP, so he can draw some walks, get on base. He's got a stolen base in three of his last seven games. And more importantly, it's all about running on Syndergaard, who has allowed the most steals of any pitcher in Major League Baseball this season at 14. So at plus 340, really good value there for Trey Turner to get a swipe. And then I got a three-legger, an alt run total parlay. We hit it yesterday on the pod, so hopefully we're going to hit it again. Give me the Braves, 4-plus runs on the road against Washington. Give me Philadelphia, 4-plus runs at home against Miami. And give me the Cleveland Guardians, 5-plus runs right there in your neck of the woods in Colorado against the Rockies. All three of those hit. It's plus 247. Just give you a little bit of a background here. Atlanta has scored at least four runs in seven of the last nine games and have a ridiculous 894 June OPS. And they're going up against some dude I haven't even heard of until this morning. Tetrault is the last name. I think it's like Jackson Tetrault of Washington, who is making his major league debut, 4.19 ERA at AAA this season. Philadelphia, meanwhile, they're going up against Trevor Rogers, who's just a shell of what he used to be for Miami. 15 earned runs in his last 17 and two-thirds innings pitched. And you look at the Phillies, they have averaged 6.2 runs per game here in the month of June. And then Cleveland, this is all about going up against Antonio Zenzatella, who's given a 14 earned and 21 and a third innings pitch. And the Guardians have scored at least five runs in three of their last four, and they're going to really appreciate that thin air. They are alongside the Rocky Mountains. So there you have it. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Figure That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Check me out there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.